Good morning. We're continuing Chayyim Hilchos Shabbos. We're learning Klal Hesem and Yud, about the halachas of halachas neiros. These series of halachas neiros is sponsored anonymously as a schus for those who need shiduchim. As we left off, we had just finished Sim and Yud, where he talks about the scenarios of a person has a chiyuv halacha, both in the makom achila and the makom shina. And the various scenarios where the person is not necessarily at home. The schiyah of hadlaka makom achila makom shina, we give preference to makom achila. If the person has the option of makom achila and makom shina, a person should light in makom achila. However, in a scenario where the person has a miyuchin makom shina and no miyuchin makom of achila, so theoretically in that situation, it's much better to light in makom shina, which is clearly a chiyuv, as opposed to makom achila, where multiple people are being mishtatav over there. So a person is staying at a hotel over Shabbos for a simcha, and they're all eating in the dining room together. Theoretically, one should be lighting in their hotel room. But the concern over there is that the hotel would not allow people to light fire in their rooms. One would not be allowed to, if that's part of the leasing agreement. So that's illegal to do that, so that's going to be a question of using the property inappropriately, which would be a question of gezeila. Can we make a bracha on the electric lights where one is lighting in the room? They would leave some type of illumination in the room because there's chiyuv. So can one make a bracha on electric? Or Moshe Feinstein says that one can make a bracha on lighting electric neiros. Other person disagree. A person should ask their local Orthodox rabbi whether they can make a bracha on that. The minhag olam is in that situation is to light when makom achila. Preferably what one should do is one should make sure that they have some form of illumination in their room. They have a chiyuv to do that, and arguably the bracha that they make a makom achila could go in that as well. And then they light a makom achila. But we already mentioned that when we light a makom achila, it has to be the actual makom achila as opposed to some side area or some side room where they're not eating at all. So a person has to, in that situation, if they're not able to light in the room and they're not able to light a makom achila, a person would light without a bracha. A bachur is in yeshiva, and so there are bachurim staying in the dorm. So they have a chiyuv to make sure that there are lights on in the dorm. That's a chiyuv of the people who are living there. So that's the responsibility of the people living there. One person should be in charge of that at least. So there's also chiyuv on lakum and makom achila. One of the brachim should light in the dining room where they're eating. What about a bracha? So there is not a chiyuv of the other brachim to mishatav repiti. This is their makom achila, and they function like a family in that regard. This is all of them are paying to eat here, but they're not taking their food and going elsewhere. They're supposed to eat together as a unit, so they become a unit, and the one person's bracha will be motzi everybody else. The question is, does the lighting that they're doing in the dining room work for the dormitory? So in a case where the dining room and the dormitory are in the same building, we already said that the bracha was said in one part of the house, covers the other parts of the house as well. In a case where the dining room and the dormitory are separate buildings, so if it's on a campus, so maybe we can argue, but we'll rely on the Svar of the Derech HaChaim, that the halakha in one place works for other places as well, as arguing since it is one campus. In a case where there's no campus, or the dorm is not on the campus, you have the halakha in the dining room, and then you have other places where Bachim are sleeping. See if they're sleeping in people's homes. So they're not eating without those families. They're not going to be yotze with those families. Excuse me, even if they're sleeping in people's homes, if they have their own room, which they usually do, they're not sleeping with the family, especially if they have their own section, they would have a chiyuv halacha over there. So it's not clear to me why the minhag olam is not to make a bracha in those places. Probably because in those situations, we do not want them to light neiros. If they're saying in people's homes, they do not want the bochum lighting neiros in their section, then Hull does not want bochum lighting neiros in the dormitory. So they're being yotze to that key of halakha with electric, and where they're being following the opinion that you cannot make a bracha on electric. But arguably, there is a key of halakha in the dorm. It would, in that situation, where it's a separate property, and with a bracha, based on what we were saying. So that's one example. Another example where this plays out: a person is going to their in-laws for Shabbos, and they're eating by their in-laws if they're sleeping back at home. And so based on what we're saying, it's pretty obvious they have a chiva luck at home before they go. What about the Israel Kabbalah Shabbos in that situation? They want to make the hadlaka and then go get in the car and drive over to their in-laws. So we need to clarify those points. Bezalel will do that in the upcoming shiurim. Meanwhile, have a good day.